I'm gonna make sure I go and check your shit out, my Jay.
All right, so we want to talk about, man. What's the first on the menu?
First on the menu. Let's go with Gnome 8 right off the bat.
Let's get it. All right. So, what you think about the last two battles they just dropped?
The last two, you mean announcements or?
Yeah. The last two announcements for Gnome 8.
Fire.
I know, right? It kind of, I tell people the battle was all right. The card was okay already, but them last two, that put that extra seasoning on it.
Yeah. For sure it did. I still feel like it's going to be like a surprise match in there some kind of way.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. I said that in one of my, I just did a little anchor blog when I was saying, yeah, I think it's going to be something fire on the low, like just for those in attendance or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Do you go to the events or you just pay-per-view it?
I pay-per-view it, man. I don't be going out like that. You know, I'm kind of older, so man, I don't even need all that young energy and shit like that, man. Shit go down. I'm a dude from Virginia, so you know what I mean? We keep guns and shit like that. I ain't got time for them little motherfuckers, yo. You know what I mean?
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Yeah, so let's start at the top, yo. I guess Surf and Nitty is headlining now.
Fire. That's so fire.
All right, who you got in that one?
I got Nitty in that one, man.
Yeah, me too.
I got Nitty in that one. Even though I know Surf, he might be sitting on material because he was, you know, locked up. But right. I still don't think it's going to be the type of material that's going to get past from Nitty and them motherfucking gun bars, man. I'm a gun bar. Yeah. I came to hear gun bars.
Yeah, I come for the fuck shit sometimes too. And plus, right now the way Surf sounded like he giving the whole world his ass to kiss.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's supposed to win. Everybody's supposed to think he's supposed to win.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He on his diva shit right now. So I don't know if he's ready to face adversity. You know what I'm saying? He usually in a place where everybody knows him and love him.
You know, go to a place
where don't nobody fuck with you and capture the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he got somebody else before he got to Mook, because I know that was the matchup planned. But I still wanted to see him go through somebody else. Mook, too. I actually would like to see Mook battle a newer person.
Hey, yo, so, okay, on side note, since you brought that up, I think both of them is doing a layup drill before the main battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they both got ring rust. Surf was out for a while, and Mook just been chilling. So I think they both taking layup drills real quick before they go at it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I think they probably, you know, all things going well in both of the battles, I think they might see each other in Summer Madness.
Yeah, that could be the perfect setup.
All right, so we got Tay Rock and Goods, man. What's your thoughts on
that? Okay, hold on. Not to cut you off, but who you say you had in that?
Oh, I'm Nitty.
Nitty? Okay, you got Nitty.
Oh, I'm Nitty. Yeah, I don't like Surf anyway. We had a little back and forth on PSA Radio maybe last, like, two, three weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I hope he lose. all right. But, yeah, but all biasness aside, though, I don't think Nitty going – I mean, I don't think Surf going to have enough for Nitty.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. So we got Tay Rock and Goods.
Goods, he the type of person who – when I don't think he can pull it off, he pull it off. You know what I mean? And this is going to be a style clash of, if there was ever a style clash, this is it.
Yeah, hype and calm.
Yeah.
You know, good, like, to display. You know, he's more swaggy. Tay Rock more of a gritty dude.
Right.
So this is, Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie, man. When they announced this at the Smack Volume joint, I was like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It was like it didn't make sense, but as time went on, you could tell that Tay Rock and Goods are vets because they made the fight make sense.
Right.
As time went on, the fight made sense.
Right. They sold it. Yeah. They
All right,
sold
so
it.
who you got on that one?
I gotta go with the Gunbar King on this one, though. He gonna scream on Goods.
Yeah, I got Goods too. I mean, I got Tay Rock too, man.
He gonna scream on Goods. That cup shit ain't gonna work on Tay
don't
Rock.
know, but I don't know. Listen,
Tay
as
Rock.
time go on, I'm thinking about like Good Swag might not do it, but them dudes in fucking Houston, they drip, yo. That's their thing. That drip, yo. You
Now you
know
know
what I'm saying?
what?
They be swagging, so he might come. You
That's
know what I'm
a you
saying? He
got a
might
good
be on
point.
person, yo.
You got a good point. You got a good point. 'Cause I was just about to say Tay Rock is a fan favorite. That's his house. But it's not New York. You right.
Yeah. But see, Tay Rock, a Baltimore dude, you know what I mean? So it's not even when he in New York, he not hometown. It's just that's where he had most of his fights at. Now, Goods is definitely New York. So that's why I'm glad this is happening in Houston.
Yeah, no doubt. No
All right,
doubt.
so we in agreement on that one. All right, fucking Briz and Clips, man.
Ah, this is not. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is. All right, let's just backtrack real quick to Charlie Clips' last match against Av.
VA, go
Trash. Clips was
ahead.
trash, right? And
Right.
I'm like, all right, this is where Clips not gonna play around. He about to fuck Av up because he know what Av is capable of. And he didn't
Right.
do it. So now moving forward, going into Briz Rothstein, I think maybe this is probably what he was really looking more forward to. And he gonna fuck Briz up.
So
We gonna
you
get it.
thinking
We
that
gonna get a
Charlie Clips?
complete Charlie Clips against Briz Rothstein. It's my prediction.
Man, how long we been saying that? All we've been wanting is a complete three round Charlie Clips.
I know, but this gotta be the one. I done gave
You
him a
okay,
lot of
man?
chances. I know.
No,
But I
I'm
feel
sorry. My
like,
daughter right here talking to me.
oh, I feel you, bro. That's all good. My son just
Go
left.
ahead, I'm sorry.
But you go. Yeah, Clips, man. It's almost like he gotta show up on this one.
Oh, most definitely. His I don't know if it's gonna hurt his legacy, but what he's trying to do for 2018, this'll fuck his whole year up. If he go down a bridge, that'll fuck his year up, man. And both of them got something to prove for real because,
Exactly.
I had Briz beating old Red, because he was talking to Red,
Red is my favorite. I can't agree with that.
Oh yeah, we definitely, yeah, I gotta like this after this. We gotta have a convo about that one later. You know what I'm saying? We definitely gotta have a convo on that
No
one.
doubt.
But I think Briz. He really wanted to. I think he had more to say and wanted to perform more on that volume stage. So I think he's gonna come out on his gnome and show his ass. You know what I'm saying? Pause and all that shit. But I think he gonna really show up this one. It might be a better battle than we thinking initially. You know what I mean?
Briz is he's more of a performer, so he need the big stage, I think. I think the volume really kind of closed him in to where he couldn't
Yeah.
get off. Like he get off with the crowd. He need that.
Right. But that's what Briz started. Briz and T-Top started in small rooms.
True.
But it's hard to be in a small room of 50 and 15 of the 50 is from Jersey and really get proper, what I'm saying? Proper response like the other battle are getting.
Right.
But who you got on this one, Clips or Briz?
On this one, I'm going with Charlie Clips. I give Briz a round on this one. 2-1.
I'm going the other way, man. I gotta go Briz 2-1, man. I think Briz gonna really he gonna really do his thing, yo. He gonna try to show out for them, man.
So are you not expecting a complete Charlie Clips?
I've been expecting a complete Charlie's clip since 16. Hey, listen, it's like waiting for that old daylight. It'll never happen again.
Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. You just did it again. Daylight is my favorite.
Okay, we got two things to talk about the next time. Yes, sir. We definitely got some things to talk about. All right, so let's get to this T-Top and Ill Will.
I got Ill Will washing T-Top. Washing T-Top.
I don't know. I really don't know how to call this one, man, because this is going to be like a battle of jokes and aggression versus schemes. And you know T-Top going to use all that shit from UFF when he was tweeting out about the money and Ill Will was crying and shit. And that's why he ain't back on season 3. You know what I'm saying? He going to fuck with him, but this is going to be a bunch of jokes and schemes, man.
Yeah, but see, this is how I'm looking at it. I count stature and aggression. Ill Will's aggression and how he gonna tower over T-Top and bark on him, that's gonna shift the battle to me. Toward the whole battle gonna shift towards Ill Will with that. T-Top is more of a stand in one spot on the other side, stand in his corner and rap. Ill Will is gonna press him.
And it didn't work with Math though. When Math, you know what I'm saying? Math is the aggressive boss. You know
Math
what I'm
is
saying?
Big. Math is big. T-Top is not. It's like, remember how Twerk and JC looked? Even though JC was fire, it just looked different because Twerk was so aggressive to him and so towering over him. That's how it's gonna look. That's what I'm saying.
I got you. But who you got in this one, though? Because you almost segued me right. We took a slow walk right where I want to go. who you got on this one?
I'm going with Ill Will.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with T-Top, man. I think T-Top going to scheme him away. But let's get to this JC DNA.
JC and DNA. Now, see, this... And I hate saying battles are debatable. I like to call it. Right. This is one I really can't call. I'm not a DNA fan. But I know what DNA can do. So I'm gonna go with come on, JC. I want to go with JC, but I think DNA is going to do something.
I think I got to go. Listen, I'm going to go with JC, and I'm going to tell you why. Because JC's last three battles have been against street dudes. You know what I'm saying? He don't look good. He don't look good compared to street dudes.
That's true.
DNA got the right amount of corniness for JC to look right. You know what I'm saying? He can win against this battle is just
now, basically, that's a fact.
This battle is basically gonna be about skills because they both corny. You know what I mean? So I think he got a better chance in this than he had in Geechee, Twerk, or T-Top. Because those are street dudes. DNA is spraying the machete and shit. You know what I mean? He can rap, but he's a cornball. And it's the same thing with JC. No, you know what I'm saying? Not to say it like that, but it is what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? They both can rap and they cornball. So I think JC will crush him. I think he'll crush him.
Yeah.
Plus that, I'm going to tell you, DNA is not making it look even better for itself with this champ shit. You looking, You looking like you need to go back to remedial class for a semester or something, man. Like, it's
Hey,
getting
bro,
bad,
mine
man.
says about
Yep. All
you.
right, all right. Yeah, I had to finish. I had to finish this.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, so we left off at JC versus DNA. You didn't give me your take.
JC versus DNA. I'm going with DNA.
Right, why you think that? Why you know what I'm saying?
I'm going with DNA with the edge, the off of DNA's stage presence is a lot better than JC's. If DNA get off a clean rebuttal, it can hurt JC.
Yeah, that could. You know what? I never took that into account. I never thought about that, man.
DNA
Jesus,
can
Jesus.
rebuttal the best thing JC say, DNA can rebuttal it. And if it's effective enough, he got that.
Oh man, I ain't take that into account though. It might be a rough one, but I'm still going with JC though.
Yeah. I want to go with JC. I want to so bad because I really, like I say, I really don't like DNA.
Right.
But I know what DNA can do.
Got you. All right. So, last battle on the card, Suge versus Twerk.
Ah, me and my homeboy, we was just debating this. I said, Twerk, easy, gonna fuck him up just because I'm thinking about word for word, you know.
Right.
But when I go into Suge's, it's not an antic, it's more of a his what do you call it? His performance. Not
Right.
really what he's saying, more of his performance. He could pull off the right type of performance and hurt. Not hurt New Jersey Twerk. He'll survive enough to where it's like, okay, you didn't die, but you lost.
Yeah, I don't think Suge's performance can even match Twerk's performance. You know what I'm saying? He usually styled on other people, you know what I'm saying, with no performance. Twerk got performance. He's not gonna. It's not gonna
Yeah.
look like. It's not gonna look like how Suge and Av look. Well, Av was killing him with the bars, but he just moved around a little bit, and the crowd
Right.
go wild.
Right.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
that's what.
I feel you.
I just wanted to clear that card. The rest of the card, of which you sound like you're eating right now. I'll probably get with you. You know what I'm saying? A little bit later. Just hit me up. We done linked up on Anchor, so anytime you want to talk that battle rap talk, hit me up, yo.
Oh yeah, man. That's for sure, man. I'm all about the battle rap. I actually got a online battle rap league.
Oh no, I looked, I seen that. Oh, I'm on it. I'm about to go
So
check you out. And
yeah, so we're gonna
I
chop
got a
that up.
little Discord. Look, I got a little Discord group that we, you know, say we 200-300 strong, yo. I'm gonna post some of that. I'm gonna even put the links into our group so other people can see it.
For sure. That's what when you called me, that's what I was doing. I was trying to post the first part what we was talking about in my group.
Okay, that's what's up. What kind of group you got?
The battle rap group. I got the Facebook group and it's on WhatsApp is where we do the main battles at, you know what I mean? The main chat line for the battles. It's on WhatsApp. But we got a Facebook group and we got Twitter.
Shout your group out. Shout your group out.
Raise the bar. RAZEDABAR. Raise the bar battle league. Online battle league.
Got you, yo. Okay, now shout your Twitter out, man.
Twitter, same thing. Raise the bar underscore. Raise underscore the underscore bar. RAZEDABR. Raise the bar. Same thing for IG. I mean, yeah, IG and Facebook. And you go ahead, man, because I'm gonna post this too. Let the people know where we can find you at.
Okay, we're in the Discord group. If you have Discord, it's Real Worldwide Media, or you can catch me on Twitter at Dre Rhodes. That's about it. I don't do Facebook. I just be, you'll see me in comment sections of different groups. We mainly work out of Discord and YouTube. We catch the YouTube page, The Real Worldwide Nation. My other brothers, actually, that's where they chop it up. You know, so that's their thing. You know, so I do more of the interviews and touch bases with other people around the world or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, check us out. If you ever get the Discord app, it's The Real Worldwide Media. Or after this, I'll send you a request, or I'll follow you on Twitter. And then we'll go from there.
Okay, bet.
All right, this is up. Appreciate your time,
man.
Brother.
Yes, sir, man. I'm gonna hit you up on here again, man, because we gotta chop up that old red blasphemous you was talking about, man.
Oh yeah, we were you doing about 2 hours, man?
I'll be here.
I'll hit you up.
Yep.
All right.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.